News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The time is 7:35. 1 week to go on the Easter holidays, and parents are all too familiar, I would say, at this stage with that phrase. I'm bored. But with parents booking kids into camps and having video games to occupying them, are we forgetting the importance of actually letting kids use their imagination and get a bit bored and entertain themselves? Joining me now is Mary McCarthy, Irish Independent columnist. Mary, when I was a kid and it was the Easter holidays or the summer holidays, I don't remember being occupied by my parents per se at all. It was go out and play, find your friends, or else just be bored. We've really changed how we view our children's time, haven't we?
Good morning, Ciara. We have, absolutely. I tell my kids, I'm constantly telling them, I was never on a roller coaster. I never went go-karting, never went kayaking, never did a camp. I think it's great training because it's an essential skill, like learning to respond to boredom. We all get bored. And like, there's so many ills. Like, what's that saying? There's all men's miseries derived from not being able to sit in a quiet room alone. It's so true, because as adults, we look for distraction all the time. So when we're younger, we should be given the chance to learn to entertain ourselves. Like, boredom's hard to bear. You know, you feel restless, you feel agitated, but it forces you. It's a motivating force then to go and find something that you want to do. It is hard, Ciara, if you have to work. I mean, this morning, for instance, like, my 8-year-old was up half an hour ago, and instead of letting him, you know, make up a game of marbles on the floor in front of me, I put him in front of the TV because I wanted to get my work done. So yeah. I can understand why, because I don't know about your mom, Ciara, but my mom didn't work when I was younger. So
you see,
it was
the
easier.
Thing is, my mom didn't either, as in she worked in the home for sure, but she, like, and that was a lot.
Yeah.
But we still were not plonked in front of the TV, but I still remember Saturday mornings, they were all about the telly. Come in from school, some of that was about the telly. Like, I don't think our parents felt much guilt about us watching TV, like the way we maybe do now. Is that what's driving some of this parental guilt?
I think you're right. I think that you've hit the nail on the head. I can remember coming in from TV, you'd watch Home and Away, you'd watch all your programs. But at the same time, there wasn't really all that much scope for 6 hours of screens, you know, because you'd watch your programs and they'd be finished.
Yeah.
But I do think,
and then it was adult programs and you weren't.
Exactly. You didn't want to watch the news. But now I think that parents they're quite competitive as well. And they kind of feel a week banging around at home, doing nothing, going free range, like, they don't want to waste that week. Like, maybe they are working, maybe they're, but even people I know who aren't working or they're on holidays themselves, they still put the kids in camps if they can afford it, obviously. But I do think just letting them go free range, and there's loads of kind of research to back this up. There was this done 10 years ago in the University of Lancaster, where these kids were reading phone books. And then afterwards, the ones that were reading phone books, like, not a very exciting activity, they were actually more creative. They came up with more creative ideas. And you can see why, if you're left to come up with your own, like, Ciara, I've got a story here that all parents should listen to, right? Because a few years ago, I interviewed Lily Collison, and she's the mother of the Stripe brothers, you know,
who's
payments. Like, this is a multi-billion company. Anyway, she was telling me that her third son has cerebral palsy. And during the summer, the two lads who set up Stripe, they used to come up with all these ideas to help him. And they set up this fictitious physio company, and they set up their own logo and their own exercise programs, which they were going to sell. And they had a price list and everything. So they weren't sitting around playing FIFA for like 6 hours.
They were left to their own devices a little bit to do all that stuff. I remember some of my happiest times where you'd be thrown out in the back garden and you'd turn like a table upside down and hang a rug over it, and you'd sit under the table and you'd be like, this is amazing, you know. But actually it was imagination led, because you were then in a fort or a castle or a tent or whatever it was. What should parents do, Mary, to, you know, respond to that I'm bored? How should we respond to it?
So I am giving advice, and I need to take my own advice, number one, right? But I think you need to hold your nerve. You know, when they come into you and they're like, I'm bored, mammy, and they're at you. And it is the harder option these days to be like, come on, go off and find something, or maybe provide them with even the den. What you're talking about there, Ciara, like, making a den can
the best
entertain for like hours. So just say, look, there you go. There's some, maybe you might have some colouring stuff, or just if you bring them to the park, if you can go to the garden, just give them, Just, you don't even have to be giving them loads of things to do. I mean, I gave my daughter €5 and said, go on off and buy lemons and, like, you know, see if you can set up a lemonade stand. I mean, like that again, it's hassle, right? But because it's easier just to switch on the TV watch Toy Story again, you know, but it does get them out there.
And what I'm hearing from both of us is lo-fi is still good. And that's something that we tend to forget as adults. But look, thank you, Mary. I hope you get through the rest of the day at home. But thank you for joining us this morning. That is Mary McCarthy, their Irish Independent columnist.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.